Hey, everybody, it's Connect the Dot. Get up and dance. When you hear music like that, get up and dance. What? You don't know how to dance? Well, hey, at 30 days boogaloo, 30 days whatever, you got to learn how to dance. Anyhow, hey, listen, there's just too many things to go on in this world today. Unbelievable. Is everybody brain dead? I'm beginning to wonder, you know, the stupid things that are going on. Unbelievable. And there's just like so much controversy out there. But the main thing is, let's ignore all the controversy. Let's concentrate on making our world a better place. What's the old saying? The revolution starts at home. Well, you better get your house in order. You know, your body is your temple, just in case you didn't know that. And to keep your temple in good shape, well, you need to do a lot of things, you know. These human bodies we have are frail. But things are going to be changing. There's a new reality taking out old reality. Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, you need to focus on love, being a friendly person, putting all your anger and hate and bad stuff aside, because those are negative vibrations. Put your fear aside. There's nothing to be fearful of, you know? I mean, if you understand who you are, you're more than just a human being. You're a consciousness living in, presently living in a human body. Well, some of you might be living in other bodies, but I'm a human, and most of you out there listening are. But that's what we are. We're eternal beings. And we're not talking about lima beans or baked beans. We're eternal beings or eternal consciousnesses living a present life in a human body. You know, we're not a body with a soul. We're a soul with a body presently. And the I've said it before, I'll have to say it again. The event is coming. You know, I've been hearing about it 4 years, 5 years. I'm losing track of time now with this one. It's been so much talk and hype about it, but I guess it's going to eventually happen. And as the configurations go in regards to the orbits of the planets and the stars, it has to happen before July 2025. I hope it doesn't wait to the last minute, because the sooner the ETs get here, our galactic brothers and sisters in land in broad daylight on planet Earth, and give us the freedom through the galactic codex, which will replace all the phony laws and all the oppressive restrictions we still have to deal with here on Mother Earth. And when you got nothing to do, get out there and walk barefoot on Mother Earth. Reconnect with her. She wants to connect with you. The only thing she wants is to be loved. You can love Mother Earth. She's your mother. But it would be nice to connect with her, and you really should be walking around with bare feet. Okay, it's snowing outside. Well, that's it. You got to find a spot where it's warm enough to place your feet, but you can walk barefoot in the snow for a few minute or two, you know. That'll still be a connection. Of course, the easiest place to walk barefoot is on the beach, but not all of us live by the ocean. And not all of us live in warm enough climates, too. But those are important things to be thinking about. You want to project love. You want to smile at people. You want to say hello to people. open doors for people, hold doors open for people. Be polite when you're driving in your car. Show courtesy to people walking on the street. You know, some of the states have their laws already where the pedestrians do have the right of way. However, you know, there are situations where, you know, you look at the situation if you're driving and you realize you've had enough time to turn that corner before the person gets to the corner, and you do it accordingly. So it's not that difficult to do. Just use a little common sense. And unfortunately, we have to be so wary of the pedestrians nowadays because they're just so unaware. And you got the cell phone society where they walk around with their face buried in the cell phone and they are not aware of what's going on, and they got the plugs in their ears and they can't hear you and they can't see you, and you have to realize that they think that they don't have to pay attention. Of course, that's the wrong attitude for them to have, but at the same time, that's the reality we have to deal with now. And there's so many questionable things going out on there. You know, I'm on Twitter all the time. If you got nothing to do, follow me. I repost a lot of the important things that people say. I don't put any pictures out there because I don't have the time to do that. It requires time and effort. That's for people who got nothing else to do. I always got something to do. I got a new video up on YouTube. It's called I Want More of Your Love, but unfortunately I won't make any money if you just watch the YouTube video. But if you were to go to see the baby, look me up. Hey, I am Tom Anderson. I've got two albums out on CD Baby. Put two of my albums up there on YouTube, you know. There'll just be a single picture that I got to choose, and the audio recordings play behind it. So, and I do, because I have, I'm aligned with ASCAP. They're supposed to collect royalties if you just listen to my tunes out there. That counts. They're out there on YouTube. The audio versions, CD Baby, I got two albums, American Party Songs, and the other one, Songs Better Than Dylan. Well, I want you to be my, I Want More of Your Love is on one of those albums. Search for it and you'll find it. It's also up on YouTube now. What can I say? Hey, support. I need a little support now and then. Hey, I'm a guy. I've done, I've written, way over 100 songs in my life. I've got 26 music videos out there. I've recorded over 50 songs of those over 100 I've written. But I don't have a band, you know. Bands are difficult to put together. And after a while, I just gave up, and I turned most of my music into folk music because that's all you can do if you have to back yourself up with a folk guitar. But I am a rock and roller. I do have some rock and roll recordings out there. Most of them are on that album, American Party Songs, and most of my rock and roll songs are out there on the videos with Ed. The 26 videos on YouTube. I was 27 now, yeah, with the new one. Jeez. Man, I had to correct myself there. Hey, occasionally I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And here's what's interesting about what was showing up on Twitter today or yesterday. Public statements by on Twitter, when he used to be on Twitter, President anyhow, they're posted up there now on Twitter. I don't know who posted them up, really, but I just ran across them. And they show President Trump supposedly on August, on January 6th of that fateful day when the Biden crooks took over and the Democrat crooks took over with the rigged election results. And he told the people, don't cause any trouble that day. And it was on a tweet on Twitter. Of course, it was taken down immediately by the opposition. But at the same time, you have to wonder, who's to say he didn't float that around now somehow, got some friends to put it up, and maybe he didn't put those tweets out. We don't know. That's how corrupt things are. And it could be easy to do that, to get that up there and say, oh, well, this was up on and it was taken down. So there's so many questionable things, and there's, there's so many people deceiving us. They've been on Twitter, you know. There's a video out there now of one of the fake Biden clones, you know. He's standing there in some little boy wearing a face mask, hands him what looks like a vial of blood. And supposedly a camera zooms in and catches the transaction that we're not supposed to see. I mean, is that real, or is it just faked up for the anti-Biden, by the anti-Biden crowd, or just the idiots who want to cause controversy? I don't need any of that to know that this Biden character, I mean, he's not even human anymore. You know, and then we've got the clone models they put out there that don't know left from right, and have to be handled by Biden's wife because they're that defective. And of course, that's a whole topic in itself. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you have some important information about clones, call in. Or some important information about proper use of psychedelics, call in. You know, 888-627-6008. All right, if you just got something important to say, you know, there's a lot we should all be talking about every day. We need to start talking to our friends. Most everybody is brain dead out there. Most everybody is a brainwashed puppet, unfortunately. So, but we should start talking to them, those of us that have the knowledge and information and know what's going on behind the scenes, to let them know, you know, that things are going to change within the next couple of years drastically. It's going to be a new reality, taking out the old reality. Our galactic brothers and sisters are going to land. There's going on planet Earth, there's going to be this thing called the event with a big whoosh of energy. And there'll be a quantum recrystallization of all matter. Supposedly will happen in a matter of seconds, or at least in a day's worth of time. And we should be talking about these things. The people need to be brought up to date and get ready for this experience. You know, it's a shame that mainstream media, you know, they're all been bought out by the elite, who are members of the New World Order, or for a joke, we can call them the New World Order. Klaus and the gang are going to be disappointed because the New World, the real New World Order, is going to be the one set up with the Galactic Codex by the extraterrestrial beings from 52 star nations. That formed the Galactic Federation, or is it the Galactic Confederation. Anybody have a definite answer for that, or is it both terms mean the same thing? I mean, I notice I tell people every week, I'll mention it again, they give them the free plug. I give people free plugs now and then because it's just good to do things for free for people. You can just Google it, 2012portal.blogspot.com, the Cobra site that gives us the updates on what's happening with the Galactic. They're calling it the Galactic Confederation. So what's the difference between a confederation and a federation? Is the Galactic Confederation the same thing as the Galactic Federation, or is one of them an imposter? Serious questions that should be dealt with, and we should bring some finality to it, one way or another. Maybe it doesn't matter. But it's certainly not the Federation of Captain Kirk, because if those of you that are Trekkies or just have recently watched all the reruns that are on certain channels, certainly in the New York area here, we have them on all the five, you know, five Star Trek series, and they're all one after another every night, just about, at least six nights a week, I think. They're out there, that Galactic Federation, they had the thing called the Prime Directive, which prevented advanced societies from helping less advanced societies. Well, thankfully, that is not the case, because we're getting help now behind the scenes, and we need the help. If you've been following this like I have, boy, and to see all the things that the bad guys have had set up against us, the deck of cards stacked against us, well, we did definitely need help. Otherwise, we would have never been able to pull this one off, and we'd be stuck in this matrix-type system longer than we're going to be. That's why planet Earth was commandeered a long, long time ago, and they've kept a tight leash on humanity over the years. And it's only getting tighter at the end here. We're in the final battle between good and evil. Evil is Klaus and the Nazis and the New World Order and the fake religions and the ETs who run the whole show from behind the scenes. I hear one of their last strongholds is nearby New York, out on Long Island there, yeah. I can remember in the 90s, I was talking to somebody who was one of the lecturers that quit the Montauk Project out there on Montauk, Long Island. And he was telling us about how the secret military works with the aliens and about all the bad things that they do behind the scenes. And he was actually, I remember that, and this is like back in the 90s. I remember this guy warning us about aspartame, which a lot of people on Twitter have been putting up big pages, letting you know all the dangers of aspartame, another evil product put out there by the New World Order to kill us and sicken us, you know, and part of the New World Order is Big Pharma. Yeah, they work hand in hand with the other evil scientists and the evil mainstream media, all run by the evil ETs who control the 12 bloodline families, and who is Mr. Big behind the scene there? I don't know. Is it a reptilian or a Draco or the devil himself. Who knows? All we know is that we want to get rid of this lot, and the Galactic Federation is going to help us get rid of them as soon as they finally land on the surface of Earth. So anyhow, all this stuff is going on, and we need to talk about it daily to people who don't know about it and let them know, even if it's just a basic statement that the reality is going to change within the next couple of years. And they need to keep hearing that, so maybe they can finally snap out of the matrix that they're still living in. You'd be surprised how many people out there are still walking around with masks on, still going for COVID tests, even though the tests are meaningless, and still ignoring the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. I mean, they want to hear the lies on the regular TV stations. You know, the lies that, and there's still, it's hard to believe that they're still allowing the false promotion of harmful vaccines, and all vaccines are harmful. You know, that's the most asinine idea anybody ever came up with. Put poisons in your body to boost your immune system. Of course, you're going to get an increase in immune system response because you just poured poison into your body. I mean, really, you know? The dumb scientists, of course, they were being encouraged by the evil beings that don't like humans, that want to destroy us. They want our planet. Planet Earth is rich in resources, and they're the ones behind the plundering of all the minerals and materials and dumping all the pollutants, because they have no respect for Mother Earth, because it's not their planet. This is just a commandeered planet in their eyes, and we're just slave labor. You know, with the exception of the elite, you know, and they've sold out. And it's an important thing to realize now that every government in the world has sold out their population. And all these people that just got elected to the Congress, you voters did it again, elected crooks, both Democrat and Republican crooks. If any bad guy is a member of one of those political parties, nine out of 10 says he's a crook, because that's why they joined the political parties. They want to get elected in crooked elections, of course, because that's the best and easiest way to win an election, cheap. And the system is set up to do it like that. And then you can be the servants of the New World Order, pass all stupid oppressive laws, give the polluters, the big companies, the right to get away with doing anything, help out the pharmaceutical companies, kill humanity with more of their bad products, and destroy the middle class all at the same time, and get paid for it too, and get bonuses. The better you're at destroying society, the more bonuses you'll get. This is where government has gotten to. Every country in the world, the citizens of every country in the world have the right now to remove these governments, replace them. You know, we need some kind of law and order and structure, but we need to replace the current systems. They are beyond help. The blackboard has to be wiped clean. These people who are, you know, pretending, who have gotten elected by stupid, brainwashed worker slaves. You went and you voted. I talked for months. I've been talking. Don't vote for Democrats or Republicans. And what did you all do? Go out and did it again. Elected more crooks, and you're going to get more of the same, more backstabbing, more your money's going to be wasted. You know, all these projects, they're all fiascos. I don't know when they found that out, but 100 years ago or whatever, They keep coming up with these causes that to waste our taxpayers' money. And the money that they're supposedly doing good things with never gets to do the good things. It all ends up in the pockets of the politicians. If they appropriate $100 billion to help the Ukraine out, well, I don't know, maybe not even $1 billion of the $100 billion goes to the Ukraine. It all falls back into the crooked politicians and the money launderers over there in the Ukraine. That's where your taxpayer dollars are going. And let me see, what did they find out last week? Hey, this is an educational show. There's just too many things to talk about here in 1 hour, but I'll do my best. In the past week, floating around on Twitter, another dumb base uncovered. It's an acronym, D period U period M period B period. The underground military bases, they're called DUMs. And they're huge caverns, whole cities underground. And they just found another one that they said there was 150 years worth of food supply stocked up in this dumb base. Of course, where will that all go? Now that they found it, are they going to give it? I mean, it was obviously paid for with taxpayers' money. Yeah, all those underground cities, stockpiles of food. Taxpayers, you all paid for that, for the elite. So when they, their plan is to destroy the world as much as possible to where it's not even livable anymore, but they can go on living for 150 years. Underground with stockpiles of food and water, and they don't care how the rest of humanity has to suffer because they've gotten themselves taken care of. And it's all been paid for with taxpayers' money. And that's the kind of horrible situation we have here. We got governments that can't be trusted that purposely waste our taxpayers' money with schemes. Like the climate thing, another big scheme to waste taxpayers' money, doesn't help anything. And if you had any understanding of how the ecosystem of the world really runs, it's a bag of crap they're handing you with this climate crap. You know, the real effect of the what we have on the earth. It's a small amount, but it's not enough to change the whole climate. The climate is being changed by the weather manipulators. Well, how come you don't know about that, huh? Well, the information is out on Twitter, really. It's a great place to find a lot of information out there because if you're careful about how you put things up, it'll get by the monitors, the trolls. The people hired by Twitter to harass you and prevent the truth from getting out. I mean, what a mockery. You know, it's supposed to be a social platform where people can speak the truth. But if your truth talks badly about the New World Order, they're not going to allow it. They'll take it down immediately. Of course, they miss a few things here and there, and that's where you get your knowledge. Certain things that were allowed, like talk about aspartame, like I was just talking. You can post that on Twitter. And the deal here is what I learned from that guy who was working on the Montauk Project, one of the secret military projects that worked on time travel, was also connected to the Philadelphia experiment. Those two experiments are connected together. Look into it. Couple of fake movies about the but they didn't tell you the real details. They came out years ago, back in the 90s, couple of fake movies. And when you won in the 80s about the Philadelphia experiment, and they told you a hogwash story. Yeah, well, it gave you a little bit, a few tidbits here, but that's not the real story. Anyhow, I got the real story from one of the guys who worked on the project, and he was introducing us to what the government was doing with aspartame. how they got it past the FDA. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, it's known how it happened. They gave fake evidence to the FDA, and the FDA approved it. Aspartame. It's in all your foods and soft drinks. You better just about it, all of them. So you better take a good look at the labels. I know they keep making the print smaller, so it's almost like you got to go to the supermarket with a magnifying glass to read the products. And they're getting away with that, make the print smaller and smaller. And, of course, if you don't have that magnifying glass, it's too much trouble. I'll just buy it. But you will be shocked to find out how many things are using aspartame as a sweetener. And it's a carcinogenic compound. It causes all kinds of health problems. And you're drinking a can of soda with aspartame in it, or several cans of soda every day. And you always got to keep checking because they're always putting new ingredients into products. Don't assume because it didn't have it last week that it doesn't have it this week, because there's a consorted plot going on to put as many poisons as possible in foods for the unsuspecting public. And the GMO is poisonous. You know, it is destroying your health. Fluoride in toothpaste is destroying your health. And aspartame in over 50% of the products out there in the supermarket have aspartame in them. You really got to read the labels, and you got to read them every week or at least every month or something like that, because aspartame is liable to show up in your favorite product if it isn't there already. And most of the sodas use it. Especially the cheap brand sodas. And you're consuming that daily, and it's destroying your health. And you stupidly believe because the FDA approved it. Come on. Food and Drug Administration, they're a rubber stamp outfit, and they couldn't prove otherwise if they were given the chance to prove it. But they don't give a crap. They just go, hey, we're the FDA. We can make or break you, you know. And they go after the people that want to give you health products. They made all these ridiculous laws that you can't make a claim, blah, blah, blah. You know, a bunch of nonsense. It's oppression. And the CDC, yeah, another crooked agency. The first word should, and CDC stands for crooked. Definitely. Don't worry, regardless of, not Center for Disease Control. Crooked disease control, whatever. They're crooks. They're deceivers. They're the enemy. You know, and we have to play along with their overriding authority on situations. You know, I mean, it's sickening. They hold patents to viruses. Now, how could the Center for Disease Control hold a patent for a virus when viruses are harmful? Well, doesn't that make you wonder? Well, they don't care. They can get away with it. They know it. They're the CDC. They can get away with everything, just like the FDA can, just like the FBI can, and just like the CIA can. All those three-letter agencies get away with everything, you know, because they're part of the New World Order. That's it. And that brings us full circle back. You know, we, the people, have to start setting up alternative forms of government. We don't want to call them vigilante, even if they are, because that's a bad word. That's a no, you can't say that word. Otherwise, we're going to rubber stamp you as bad. But when your own real government is so corrupt, you have to set up an alternative government. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, the days of storming the Bastille is over. Can't get away with that stuff anymore, except maybe some of those nations down in Africa, they can still pull that one off. But you ain't going to pull that off in America. But at the same time, we need to take command of those who have are holding the reins on authority, because they're all backstabbers. Now, or at least 90% of them, if not 99% of them. Regardless, there's so many backstabbers, deceivers, and enemies of the public that will never be able to elect enough people to do it legally. And everybody gets in politics. They're all corrupt. That's why they got into politics, because they smelled the money. They knew how the system is corrupt. They knew about fake elections and how to get elected. And then once you get elected, you don't have to do anything. That's the fallacy of republics. You know, there's only two types of government in this world, right? There are no democracies. I have to keep repeating this every week. But you ought to be out there talking to your friends. Let's talk a real conversation here. There is no democracy. America is not a democracy. It's a republic. You know, if you can remember, say the Pledge of Allegiance and to the republic for which it stands. Yeah. Well, it stands for a crooked republic now. And we need a new Pledge of Allegiance, because the republic is crooked, and we don't want a republic anymore, because in a republic, the representatives have all the power. Hey, it was a great idea back in 1776, and we didn't have mass communications, and you needed representatives to represent the people down in the federal government, which used to be in Philadelphia, until the people ran them out of town. That's it. What do you know? Do you know your American history? That's right. The government was already, the U.S. government was so crooked already that the people ran them out of Philadelphia physically. They escaped to Trenton and Princeton. And then eventually they ended up in New York. And New York was the capital. You know, George Washington became the president, was elected president of the United States, and the government was still in New York City. There's a statue of him down there on Wall Street, I think. But, yeah, you don't know your American history. So no sooner than we were a country, that story needs to be told again and again and again, that the U.S. federal government was physically run out of Philadelphia for being so corrupt, that people were so angry at them. Fortunately, we can't do those things nowadays. They've all got too much power and military backup. And half, that's the problem, too, the military. Half the military is corrupt. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't know what percentage is, but there's a big percentage of the military, the U.S. military, and all militaries. They're corrupt. They work with the evil ETs, you know. And they're not here to defend this country, a lot of them. And their defense is of keeping the secret space program and the slave trade going with the rest of the galaxy that we're involved in, yeah, and protecting the underground dumb bases where sometimes they house the abducted children. Yeah, there's a dark side to the military. But either way, and you're supposed to be accountable to the Congress, but well, how can you be accountable to a bunch of crooks who don't even care what's going on? you know? And so everybody is like, they form their own alliances, and they're not serving the public, most of them. But that's a big thing we have to do. We have to set them up an alternative governance in every republic in the world. And, of course, the dictatorships, well, there are no good dictatorships. There could be, though. A good dictatorship would actually be the best form of government possible. If you can't understand that, well, you can't understand it, and we'll just file you on in the can't understand cabinet. It's a big filing cabinet, plenty of room there for you. You can't understand people. But that's the situation that needs to be dealt with, you know? We can't just cross our fingers and wait for the event to happen, the galactic people to land on planet Earth, because that might not happen for a year or two. And they can actually drag it out until the, July of 2025 and show up at the last minute. And, of course, they have their reasons for not moving faster. There's a lot of hostage situations behind the scene. You know, those dirty criminals, they have no qualms about taking hostages and stuff like that. And there's a lot of bad things going on still. And our government has sold us out. They're backstabbers. You know, this new lot that got elected, they're backstabbers, guaranteed. Come on. Prove me wrong, okay? And this is what we have to deal with. You know, like I said, in a republic, the representatives have all the power and you have none, you know? And you voters need to wake up and realize that as soon as you elect somebody to office, they don't have to do anything for you, period. They don't have to do anything. You can rant and scream and cry and all you want. You can have large demonstrations. And what do? Now they don't let you even get close to the people you want to demonstrate for, so your demonstration is probably totally worthless, you know. And it just provides opportunity for the false flag squads to infiltrate your protest and create violence, and then they can easily condemn you're a protester. You're nothing but violent protesters. What do you think the January 6th event in the White House was? It was definitely infiltrated with troublemakers. And they went in there and they created a situation that the Democrats could use and blame Trump for, you know? When it comes to politics, truthfully, how many honest politicians are out there? Not too many. You know, on the world stage, you know, we know none of them are totally honest, but on the world stage, two figures, I don't care if you agree with me or not, I make my own judgments on things. Two of the most the people that would probably do the most for the people in their countries is actually Trump and Putin, you know? The new guy, governor in Florida, he seems to be a pretty reputable guy. But beyond that, I don't see anybody. All the heads of state of all the countries in the world are crooks, including Biden, you know? And sure, Putin is no angel, but at the same time, if you understand what's been going on behind the scenes, you know, he's the leader of a country, and the Ukrainians were allowing too much bioengineering of hazardous substances on close to the Russian border. You know, that's enough to make anybody nervous. And the crooked Ukrainian government was behind that. They were supporting all that, and it was all done with bribe money, supplied by American taxpayers, whether they knew it or not, to set up these things you know, secret biological warfare labs, and there was numerous ones in the Ukraine. And so that's why the whole Ukrainian problem started beyond a status quo of just holding things where they were. So the Ukrainians are to blame. It's the Ukrainian government, as with all countries. There's always a difference between the crooked government and the people. The people of most countries are good. Well, I won't say most. I could say more than 50%, that's true. There are some countries where the people are just as rotten as a rotten government. I'm not going to name them now, but it wouldn't be hard to figure out. And that's the situation. So when you go out tomorrow, be kind and loving to people. But at the same time, bring up the conversation. Hey, you know, we can't allow these criminals to keep ruling over us and making our lives difficult. You know, look what they did with the COVID restrictions and the lockdowns and coercing people into having poisons being put into their bodies. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people died directly related to the toxic things that they were pointing off as vaccines. The whole thing is, you know, the whole sham has been uncovered, and they're still trying to sell you vaccines and boosters, and they're putting more bad things in it. Even worse things with the boosters. They're putting nanotechnology in there. It's been found. They've got substances in some of these vaccines that are not even of this earth. What the hell is that for? Well, to poison and kill you, of course. And they've got their actors on TV. Oh, I'm doing this to protect the family members. And that thing has been debunked. None of these COVID viruses are the bubonic plague like they've been making it out to be. And, of course, I'll have to say this again for the people who don't pick up the truth on the Internet, that two reputable universities in America, both Ivy League schools, I think it was Cornell and Princeton, each took 1,500 samples of people that supposedly caught the COVID, and they did their own testing on it. And they found out, well, we're talking about facts here, hard facts. They found out that there was no COVID, COVID bug or make-believe superior virus. All the cases of the people and they each took 1,500. That's a lot of cases to look. All 1,500 were influenza A or influenza B. That's it. That's the facts. Okay. But, you know, the dark forces, the pharmaceutical companies, all the people that are in bed with them for the bribe money, they have no shame. They're still out there promoting more, even more toxic stuff now. You know, millions of people had adverse reactions, and their health will be seriously affected for a long time, if not till ETs get here. What about the 100,000 or so that died? You know, that's mass murder. That's genocide. How come nobody is being prosecuted? We found out what the truth is. All the so-called vaccines were loaded with all kinds of toxic things, graphene, poison, you name it, plus the nanobots that can be remotely activated with 5G signals. And, of course, like, why isn't the 5G signals, why isn't everybody not addressing that? It's been proven harmful to human beings. You know, so why are we allowing it to happen? I mean, if, fiber optics is safe, but the broadcasting of 5G, even the 4G, even the 3G, they're health hazards. we shouldn't have any broadcasting. It all should be, another safe way to do things. Fiber optic cables. Why isn't it being done? Because they want to kill us. They want to make us suffer. They want to get us so sick and then stupidly go to the hospital. Your doctor is going to give you something that's not going to really help you. You know, it's just going to maybe alleviate the pain or keep you hooked on something that'll cause more problems, and then they can sell you more shit. And, of course, people think because they have an insurance policy, oh, what do I care? I have insurance. Yeah. That's stupid thinking, you know? And, of course, you can't, I understand. It's not your fault. You were brainwashed in school to be stupid, a non-thinker. They only allow you to think about things that have been deemed okay to think about. But serious thinking about what's going on, looking at the big picture, connecting the dots, no, they don't want that. That's why the show is called Connect the Dots, because I am connecting the dots for people here. So maybe I can wake a few people up and you can talk to your friends and maybe wake your friends up. But there's a lot we need to be doing. We need to be working on ourselves personally. Those of us that don't have connections, that's what we can do, work on ourselves. Eliminate the bad vibrations from our body. We will be helping and lifting the collective consciousness of humanity, which will increase the vibration of the collective consciousness of humanity, which will push us closer to the fifth dimension. You know, I've explained it before because I don't believe it's ever been properly explained. You know, they use abbreviations 5D. You know, there's, especially we're talking the English language here, D is one of those letters. There's there's a total of 9 letters that basically sound the same if you're not paying attention. And if you're talking to a digital system, those 9 letters basically can sound the same. You know, it's B, C, D, E, G, P, V, T. I might have left one out there in Z. But they all sound the same, basically, when you're talking to digital systems. And they've ruined the phone service. It's all digital now. Makes it harder to do. You got to ask, somebody said dead. No, they said dead, and you thought they said dead. And because the letters are so close, you thought they said Z when it was E, you know? And it goes on and on and on. So there's problems. And, of course, these problems were put in place on purpose. You know, analog systems actually are better. Film is better than digital. Sure, you can get a clearer picture with a digital, but film is truth. Digital pictures are not truth. They can be, but they can easily be altered without any identification of altering them. That's why your corrupt government approved that all signals were to be digital. They did this, I don't know, was it 10, 20 years ago, but 15 years ago? That's it. They eliminated the analog signal because you could tell if it had been tampered with. Now, seeing is no longer believing. You know, and so it creates problems. You know, people want to post pictures, and you can easily say, well, how do I know that's real? In a digital world, they could take out the pixels and put in other pixels and make it look like something else and just con us into believing it's a real picture. And fortunately, that's how the internet, it's a digital system. Again, why has our government been so naive? We know they're just too busy counting the money falling into their pockets from mismanaging your taxpayer dollars. In fact, taxation, you know, we've come full circle with that one, too. Remember the revolution, American Revolution? No taxation without representation. Well, we've got the same situation again. Elected politicians don't represent you, and they're taxing you. They're the ones who made all the laws with the taxes and stuff. We got this IRS legal extortion along with the FDA, more illegal stuff that costs us money. They're all in the evil plot together. In fact, we need to stop calling things conspiracies. We'll just call them what they are, evil plots that have been perpetrated amongst the American people and the rest of the world at the same time. You know, America is not immune anymore. They've been taken over by the New World Order, whether you like it or not. At least your federal government has, and most of the state governments too. It's a bad situation. That's why we have to unite together as people and start setting up alternative forms of government. So perhaps we need to start small with a town of a couple of hundred people where they can get together and they can kick out the fake police and the fake mayor and set up a citizens patrol and realistic laws where everybody who wants to protect themselves can have a gun and carry it openly in public. And it's a proven fact, when people carry guns openly in public, there is less crime. That's a fact. And you can't prove otherwise. So, you know, the whole idea of disarming the public is part of the world takeover. So when they move the false flag soldiers in, heavily armed, you're not going to be able to do too much. Of course, that'll never go over in America because we're a little smarter here, and most of us have held on to our guns. So, hey, we're coming to the end of the show, you know. I hope I passed along some important information. We all have to, you know, behave ourselves in the sense that we want to be kind, loving people. Give others the benefit of the doubt, help people out whenever we can, get rid of our anger, our fear, our hate, our worry, all those negative emotions, jealousy, revenge, all bad emotions. We want to get rid of them, but it's up to us to personally do that on ourselves, and we should be talking about that to our neighbors and our friends, and even other strangers we meet on the street. And we need to gain an understanding that we, the people, have to do things for ourselves now, because our government is the enemy. I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. They are the enemy. Anybody who belongs to a big political party, and that's all the big political parties in the other countries too, they are the enemy. And we need to stop following their decrees and laws, because when we comply, it's like surrender. Meanwhile, hey, there's a good video out there on YouTube by none other than me, Tom Edison. It's titled, "I Want More of Your Love." It's entertaining, too. Shows a lot of people at clubs having a good time. In a loving way. Everybody throwing kisses to each other. You can't help but like it. I want more of your love. And it's a good video to watch. It has the word love in it. And it's all about projecting love. And we all want more of a good thing. So, hey, visit CD Baby. You know, I'm the artist, Tom Edison. Two albums out there, 35 songs. Come to the end of the show, you're going to hear one of them. You know, you hear the lead guitar solo at the end of Are You the Party in Kind, and followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's the first song on my CD, at CD Baby. That's the first song on my CD Baby album, Songs Better Than Dylan. That's right. I have the audacity to say that. I'll challenge him any day on stage in person. You play one song and I'll play another, and we'll see who runs out of good songs first. Hey, that's an open challenge. Of course, I know he doesn't listen to my show. He could care less. But, you know, he's filthy rich. When you get filthy rich, what the hell do you care about? Unless he wants to prove he's different. But the challenge is out there. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. Check out my music on CD Baby. Find it in your heart to buy one of the songs. They're only 99 cents. I have 35 songs. I think you'll find one that you might be willing to buy, and perhaps it will be my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.